Paul in Damascus. Saul, the persecutor of Christians, met Jesus on the road to Damascus. After his conversion, he was a different person. The man who had been killing Christians now became a follower of Jesus and joined the ranks of believers. He also began to be called by a new name, Paul. The Christians in Damascus didn't know what to think of him. He began to preach in their city and became more and more powerful. Some of the Jews decided he was dangerous to them and started looking for a way to kill him. But Paul learned of their plan. His enemies watched the city gate day and night, determined to grab him when he tried to leave the city. Paul and his friends had other plans, and God wanted Paul to survive to preach in other cities. This was their plan. They got a large basket, big enough to hold a man. They tied ropes onto the basket to lower it to the ground. When it was dark, Paul got into the basket, and his friends lowered him down through an opening in the wall. He didn't use the city gates at all. His enemy's plan was foiled, and Paul left the city in safety. He went from Damascus to Jerusalem, but the Christians there feared him also. Barnabas, good Barnabas, stood up for him and told the Christians that Paul really was changed. He was accepted by them and preached. But it became dangerous there also when the Jews from Greece tried to kill him. His friends took him to Caesarea and then sent him off to Tarsus, his hometown.